something.
Can we get to some movies?
Yeah,
here?
Let's
I don't
do
know
it.
Why I'm. Why we're got time? About this. Yeah, sure.
Okay, why don't we start with Crazy Rich Asians? Because people have been talking about this for months and months. The first major studio movie with an Asian focused cast in 25 years. The last time it happened was The Joy Luck Club in 1993. Crazy Rich Asians is based on a novel. It's actually the first of a trilogy, and it's actually kind of a very classic, old fashioned story. Henry Golding plays Nick. He comes from perhaps the wealthiest family in all of Singapore. Constance Wu is his girlfriend, Rachel. They've met and fallen in love in New York. She has no idea of the amount of wealth he has. But now his cousin's getting married, so he thinks maybe it's time for them to visit the family.
Singapore for spring break. Colin's wedding. We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. Come on. I'm Colin's best man. Don't you want to see where I grew up? Meet my family, my ama. I meet up with that strange college roommate of yours.
Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
She has been begging me to come visit her, you know.
The universe has spoken. It wants you over there. Come to Singapore. I want the whole island to meet the brilliant Rachel Chu.
Aww.
And off they go. Now, Henry Golding, who plays Nick there, the British accent is because in the movie he's educated at Cambridge and, you know, very international. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. Constance Wu, you might recognize her voice. She's from Fresh Off the Boat. She's the hilarious mom.
That
yeah.
was
Fresh
very,
off the boat.
Very well done, that
yeah.
show.
Yes, it was. Yeah, and she's wonderful. And Henry Golding is an interesting casting choice because he's actually someone who is like an international travel host, not really coming from an acting background. But his background kind of fits the background of this character, you know, sort of culture clashing, you know, raised in Singapore, but then educated in Britain, now living in America. And it's a brilliant casting choice because we haven't seen him in anything before. Yeah. And he's like a Cary Grant on screen, just classically handsome. And they've got wonderful chemistry together. And then they off they go to Singapore for all kinds of adventures. And, of course, his mother, Michelle Yeoh, the great actress, remember her from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and millions of other things,
right.
Of course, thinks no one could ever be, you know, good enough for her son, especially now. This American, you know, so there's a lot about the kind of feeling displaced. So Constance Wu's Rachel doesn't quite feel always at home here in the United States, and then goes to Asia and also doesn't feel quite at home because they, you know, the culture there doesn't quite recognize her. And then you just get into the classic kind of fish out of water thing. And Ken Jeong, the great Ken Jeong, the comic actor, he plays the dad of her best friend. Awkwafina plays the best friend. She's hilarious. So you got the comic relief, then you got the beautiful costumes, the incredible, you know, sights of one of the world's, you know, great cities, and this lovely romance. I think it's a terrific movie. I'm giving Crazy Rich Asians 3.5 stars.
Wow.
And it's just the kind of movie we need at the end of the summer. You can go with mom, you can go with the boyfriend, you can go with the husband, you can go with the family. And although it is obviously about culture clashes, it's such a familiar story. I mean, it's every princess story you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, every story about the mother-in-law
yeah.
who doesn't think the daughter's good enough, all of that great stuff. And you're just looking at some of the world's best-looking people in some of the world's best-looking locations.
Well,
you know, how can you go wrong?
I saw Nir Vardalos tweet out, I think you commented on too, Richard, but she said, to everyone who gave a chance to my big fat Greek family
yeah.
story, go ahead and give
exactly.
this family's story, this, you know, extended family story a chance as well, because it's, she
yeah.
wows you.
And, you know, this movie was not easy to get made because of, you know, Hollywood's still resistant to this thing. And first they're saying, well, maybe it'll make 10 or 12 million. I think it's going to make about 20 to 25 million
wow.
in its opening weekend.
Because
it's got great reviews and such goodwill. And the cast has been out there like crazy, you know, enjoying themselves and promoting it. And it's everything like the Mamma Mia tried to be and wasn't, you know, where you go, okay, mm-hmm. you don't have to take any of this seriously. It's a soap opera, but it's just so much fun. And it's really funny, too.
Is it? So does it take itself seriously?
No, you know, there's some heavy moments, of course, and there's going to be some, you know, dramatic tension, and there's some villains in there, but just more than anything else, you do really want to see it on the big screen.
Rich Asians,
yes.
3.5 stars.
Go see it.
And come back and see what else is worth seeing this weekend at the movie theater if you want to. But if you go to the movie theater downtown, you'll hear the jets going over your head. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh my God! Is there an air attack in this movie? No.
Just the Mission Impossible. So it'll kind of just add to the experience. There you go.
Right. We're back with Richard, but first let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
The mayor of D.C. floating her own argument over Trump's military parade.
Feel it.
Then there's this. Listen to the Steve Cochran Show Monday morning. Steve Stone joins the show with his perspective on the White Sox and the rest of baseball.
Richard Roper is here. We're doing some reviewing.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. 3.5 stars for Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
And
check it out.
Now, Mile 22.
So Mile 22, you know Peter Berg, the director who did the TV show Friday Night Lights, and then he always teams up, loves to team up with Mark Wahlberg for Lone Survivor, then the Deepwater Horizon movie, then the Boston Marathon movie. This is the first time they've teamed up for a movie that's not based on a true story. Mark Wahlberg plays the obligatory leader of a group of CIA operatives who are so far off the grid, there's not even a grid. You know, those, you know, they don't even exist, of course, right? John Malkovich is their boss because he's supposed to be the boss of a group like that. So the whole movie is basically they're in some war-torn country in Asia, and Wahlberg and his team have to get this asset, this guy who has the secret file, because there's always a secret file, just like there was a Mission Impossible. And that secret file will reveal the location of this deadly gas that can kill 80 million people. So they got to get him out of the country, get him onto an American plane. And it's a 22-mile route from where the guy is to the plane. So mile 22. And the entire rest of the movie is them trying to go to the 22 miles without getting blown up, beaten up, stabbed, shot, killed. Wahlberg's character is a very intense guy who has some issues from his childhood. He's a very intense. He's so nuts that he makes Jason Bourne look like a guy who's a very stable genius. Here's Mark Wahlberg in this movie.
That's my asset.
Who is he?
Lee Noor.
I don't want to know his name. I don't know what he does for a living. I want to know who is he.
A loner. No kids, no family, 100% accurate and reliable.
You mark him or he mark you?
I marked him.
He says he has the exact locations of all 6 sets of season. He's logged it on a disc. He says only if we get him out of the country and give him asylum will he open the disc.
You gonna deal with this or you want me to handle it?
I got it.
This is serious, right?
Oh, very.
That's Lauren Cohn, who plays Maggie on The Walking Dead, who's also in this movie, and Ronda Rousey. So it's kind of a gender equality. You know, they're all in the fights, too. The problem with this movie is it's just all action, and everybody talks really fast like that, so they're trying to make it seem like, oh, wow, this is like David Mamet. Oh, yeah. But they're not really ever saying anything. And it's like, it's really well photographed. It's unbelievably grisly. There are some kills in here and some stabbings and some shootings and, you know, like a guy his head in the window of the car, and then you roll the window up, and then the glass edges are going to the guy's neck, and then there's crackling bones. But there's nothing to it other than that. It's like watching someone else play a video game. Now, you're not getting to play it. You just have to watch it, so it will give you a headache. Two stars for Mile 22. Disappointing.
That is.
I've liked everything else these guys have done, but this and the story, it's just there's actually a moment where a guy goes, is he a double agent or a triple agent? If you have to utter that line in one of these spy thrillers, you know, it's sort of a, you know, a Mission Impossible knockoff, if you will.
Okay, all right, so we won't
skip that.
Yeah, we won't. We're gonna go see Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
It's Mamma Mia without the singing.
With the brain.
Without one particular person, Pierce Brosnan singing. Remember that?
Where did you hear me, darling? Can you hear me? Steve Cochran Show celebrates most valuable person. I got a break. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize to everybody the affiliates down the line. Stand by right here. We've got Judy's News coming your way in 2 little minutes.